Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. My wife was talking about the bubonic plague, and I thought she said like the blue bonnet, because I was talking about King Kong and all that stuff, so I thought she's doing a spoof on a spoof on a spoof. But
I'm surprised. Hey, if we're going to take and make everything white racist or everything black racist or whatever, then the blue bonnet butter, is that racist? Is white bread racist?
Yes, it is.
Is chocolate ice cream racist because it's brown? Or is vanilla ice cream racist because it's white?
No, chocolate ice cream is offensive because it looks like crap.
Yeah, but it tastes good.
Yeah, it is. It's really good. I really got it. But
I
want to get into a Supreme Court ruling that unanimously on Monday, states may punish fairness electors. So, like, if you have the electoral college. Wow. The electoral college, and if you have. That was funny. But the Electoral College, basically, if this candidate has the majority of the votes, but they refuse to vote for that person, they can be punished.
I'm glad, and I think that was unanimous. Well,
yeah, it was unanimous.
That's rare. But, yeah. So Democrats can't blame that on Trump justices and stuff like that. They all said, like, look, this is what it was meant for. I'm
going to
shut up and let you do the show.
Yeah, Biden went out on Twitter.
The Twitter-twatter? The teeter-totter Twitter-twatter? I'm not helping him.
Wow. That's Mark Davis and me. I'll get to that in just a little bit. But we are going to beat Trump, and we're going to fundamentally transform America and rebuild it. Father of 8-year-old Sequoia Turner took part in a press conference in which he said, "They say Black Lives Matter. You killed your own." This episode and this program is dedicated to her. I want to get into all this social justice crap, and like Bill Cosby is even coming out saying, you know, hey, because I'm black, you know, trying to push color. I don't think he did it, but I wasn't there. I don't know. I don't have all the evidence, but Alyssa Milano, let's defund the LAPD to 90%. There are cities that have had 200 shootings without one cop doing anything. I don't think it's the cop's fault. I want to get into that and some English Premier League news and so much more. So thank you for tuning into the conversation. I do hope you feel a part of it. I hope you do. And I've been over like the weekend, my wine instructor passed away, and he was my sister knew a kid that you could sit there and hit anything, and you could put like a scale to it in D flat, and it'd be exactly whatever he said, you know, 2 octaves down and whatever. Hit anything, and he could tell you the note it was. And this guy did that with wine. And he was a master sommelier. He was incredible. And he was like, I thought I was kind of understanding this wine stuff, and I'm totally confused. I don't know anything. He passed my class. I just said I don't. He was. You're never going to understand. Try 300 different wines every year, and you probably won't. The wines that are produced and come out, new ones, and this ones, and this vintage versus that vintage. Take this vineyard and get the make wine from the grapes that were on the side of the mountain versus the ones that are down. Tons. You know, so he was just he was like a doctor order half a bottle a day, so he'd bring in stuff for us to try, and like, this is stuff that you know we don't get to try, because, I mean, we're culinary students. We don't have $200 to buy a bottle of wine with. We're buying the $2 chuck. But, yeah. But remember this, folks.
Those were the days.
Yep.
It was the cheapest, and we drank it the fastest because, A, because it was cheap, it was nasty, and, B, I had to get drunk fast to get sober fast to get home. So, yeah.
Remember John 13:43. So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Think about that as you're going through your evening or whatever you're going through today, nighttime, daytime. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone, on Facebook Live and on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much all around the world. You know, there's been tons of videos lately coming out from Cuba and Venezuela and all these countries where they're like, okay, I come to America from this country or that country, or here's Venezuela, here's this country, and I don't understand why these kids want to tear down all these their history. They do that in my country. I don't have any, I'm not conservative, I'm not the Republican, a Democrat, I don't want to be political, but this is what I see in America. But I saw the same thing happen in Venezuela or in Cuba. They don't understand. And I love sharing these videos because it's not a conservative saying that. It's not a liberal saying it. It's coming from the horse's mouth. You think communists is so great, communism? Go to Cuba and see how bad it is. Let's go here where you can get drinks and coffee and stuff. Do you have any water? No coffee? No nothing? No, we don't have anything. Okay. There's a place to get food. They don't even have anything. And that's where we're at, folks. And you hear it from the horse's mouth. It's sad that they want that here. Because these kids don't know anything. They're indoctrinated. I'm glad the schools are being exposed for indoctrinating the kids, but there's not enough seeing it to care. There are so many people in this country that no matter what you show them, no matter what you prove to them, Trump can go F off. He sucks. Biden's great. Democrats are great.
Can I ask a question?
We got a live.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Back in my day, I don't remember any. One thing our class did, you had the people who were rich, then you had the poor, but we all had respect. I mean, we kidded each other, we gave each other crap, but we respected the teachers. Did that mean we believed everything they said or everything the books? If I didn't think something was right in a textbook, or especially with me, if it didn't, like in biology class, when they said we came from apes, it didn't jive with me because that's not what I read in the Bible and that's not what I was taught at home. I didn't believe everything the book told me. I didn't believe everything the teacher told me. I respected and I questioned and I asked my parents. What has changed? Why are they letting the schools indoctrinate? Why aren't they teaching the kids themselves?
But look at like the kid, look at like those black kids that, here you go, mom and dad, I can prove to you, Barack Obama said this, via your paycheck, I can prove he lied to you, your taxes skyrocketed. Oh, I like Obama, he was the greatest. I can prove to you that he lied here too. Oh, Barack Obama's the greatest, I don't, you ain't going to change our mind, we're Democrats forever, I don't care.
Well, I'm not even talking white, because 90% of the Black Lives Matter, 90% or at least 50% of what I have seen are white people, white millennials.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about race, no.
No, I'm not either.
I'm talking, you just said, but.
Well, let me
I'm
clarify then once you're done.
I'm talking about why are they now, why are we, or why are they letting the schools teach their kids instead of them teaching their kids and where they can go and say, you know what, that textbook lied. I took, you can ask my mom and you can ask my brothers and my biology teacher if he's still alive. He was a drunk. I don't know. I took my Bible to school because when he started teaching evolution, I said, this is a theory. This book is true. I did not, I stood up. I just did not get, I did not drink the Kool-Aid. I'm not understanding why
but
we're
most,
letting the kids be, and we are, in school, in college.
Well, there's a lot of, I guess what I'm saying is in my example, it doesn't matter about colors. The fact that I know white people that think Barack Obama was Jesus Christ, and there's nothing, there are people that believe this indoctrinated. There's people that want socialism that are white millennials, that are parents, that are like 30-year-old parents, and, oh, Democrats are great. We need to have this. We need to have what Cuba has.
When did that divide happen, and why did it happen?
I don't know.
That's my question.
That's I. That, yeah.
Because I agree with you. There are stupid people out there who are believing that. You can show them these videos of people. You can have them, your neighbor, my client, who's from Cuba, who can tell you what happened over there. Don't care. Want it here. It, quote, unquote, wasn't done right.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we interfered with Venezuela. That's why it went backwards. But then you have people that are like, what, CNN? And they told me that I need to be taking sanitizer showers 15 times a day because of this China virus. Oh, I can't say, excuse me, I mean COVID-19. Oh, what do I do? Because I don't have sanitizer. And they're having panic attacks. There are people that are flipping out now. The big thing is because every time I go to work, I see this thing like, thank you, heroes. I don't know what to do because I got so much pressure because they think I'm a hero.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, I'm just doing Sam Elliott.
I've been doing this for over 25 years or more, since 1989, 90. I'm not a hero. I'm doing my job. I need a paycheck. There ain't nothing heroic about it. I need money.
Ray Lambert wasn't a hero. He did what he was supposed to do so he could make it back. Orders were to leave the men. He left them. He did what he was told. We're not heroes because I work at a pharmaceutical factory and I help make sure that those people have food to eat so that they don't go out and possibly bring contamination there. I'm doing my job. It's what I'm called to do. No matter what I do in life, wherever God calls me, whether it's kitchen or out of the kitchen or whatever, what I do is my job. I'm no hero. If anyone gets the glory, it's Jesus. Rush Limbaugh today gave an update on his cancer and what's going on with that. And it's like the one of the two things were like a miracle. Like one was like the guaranteed gonna do something.
And that's the one that hurt him the most.
And that's the one that went backwards the most. He's gotten two strikeouts, but he's made it to second base. He's hoping to steal a third. But I have to agree with them, though. I've seen so many people, you will not believe it, folks, I am cancer-free, and the next day they die.
Within a week,
they're like, I have no cancer, I'm cancer-free, and bam, they're like instantly gone. So that's why I like him being honest. Hey, this, I am having setbacks, but I'm doing what I'm doing, and I'm not going to sit there and give you false hope. I'm living my life. I'm doing what I do to as long as I can, and I'm giving it to God, and that's where we're going, and not this, because I've known so many people that have done that, like, we're like, hey, I'm cancer free, and then, like, within a week, or my tumor is shrinking so much, and then, well, now they found 10 more, and it's just, like, they go from, like, one really, really great thing to, like, so, but I've always liked Rush Limbaugh, because he's honest. He's like, hey, this is going on. You may not like what I have to say. Like, I love Will Johnson. He's a black conservative that's on Facebook and he's incredible. And he's like, you know what? I wish I could be out building model boats, but unfortunately, I have a freedom in this country that is unparalleled to any other nation. And unfortunately, I'm fighting for my freedom. People act like we have it so bad in this country, like black people have it so bad. We have it 10 times better than 90%. Because I remember my sister, when she lived in Chicago, she went to a church in South Elgin. They're like, if you have a change of clothes, raise your hands. Okay, you're richer than like 98% of the population. If you get to choose what you're going to eat, if you have a decision where you can decide what you're going to eat, raise your hand. You're richer than like 98.9% of the population. And they go through all these different things and like, how bad do you really have it here? See, the problem is I'm doing without, so I'm getting the iPhone 10, not the iPhone 11. That's how bad I'm hurt right now. I'm getting the iPhone 10. Oh, I forgot to tell my wife. Oops. She's not, well, we got, this isn't live, is it? It's just a joke. But that's how people are. I'm hurting, so I'm getting the Xbox instead of the Xbox One X.
What gives me is these people act like they can't leave. They're treated so bad, they have it so bad.
But they can't leave.
Okay.
Remember, if you're going to take a knee, take a hike. See, I'm one of those people that, I don't know what people think about this, but I've said my opinion. If you're going to burn the American flag, you should lose your citizenship automatically. If you got a problem with this country, you shouldn't be here. If you hate my patriotism, then you're in the wrong country, son. Because I'm not backing down from my God, my guns, and my limited government. Because I give everything. God gets the glory. I'm horrible. God's the one that gets me through my day. All right, my wife. I've already prayed about 50 times for you, but I'll do it 4 more. Because I'm like, I drop this. And she goes, no, you don't drop anything. God just keeps you grounded. And when she said that the one time I dropped something, I said, there's gravity again. No, that's not gravity. I said, you don't believe in gravity? Nope. God keeps me grounded. And I'll never forget that.
I did.
that is something that is right here in my heart. Because you do not know how true that is. And that's just,
that's very true.
Yeah.
And if I'm honestly, like, I just don't think I'm that smart to come up with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is funny. This is for all my buddies and my guys in Ottawa, Canada. I'm your buddy guy, and you're my guy, buddy. But this is scary. A memorial to the victims of communism. This is in Ottawa, Canada. They're building a memorial to victims of communism. And there are two Russian sickles with three, that say communism will win.
So, I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah.
Is it for communism or against?
This is saying communism will win at a museum as a memorial for the victims of communism.
Well, that's what they, you don't know, that's what they used to put on their sickles. That's what, honey, that's a part of their history.
So you're telling me that, like Auschwitz, you're going to say Nazis will come back again? That's what it's...
No, but...
This is like a thing that this is where you go to remember the victims of communism. And they're saying communism will win. Like, hey, we're supporting communism, but this is a memorial for people that died and were victims of communism.
Doesn't make any sense.
It shouldn't. It's like going to Auschwitz and saying Hitler was great and having someone spray paint that at Auschwitz where they showcase, here's all the rings for all the people that were killed, the Jewish, when they took their wedding rings off.
They do have pictures and stuff of the people who ran it. They don't want to forget the Germans who did that to them.
Yeah, but why would you vandalize the memorial saying that communism will win? They're like,
oh,
they're
no,
like,
vandals.
Yeah, it was vandals.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying. That's sort of like the liberals
okay.
that are, it's sort of like Black Lives Matter that's vandalizing these statues for people that were Union
black
soldiers
people.
That fought against the Confederacy.
For Southwest or any other black memorial.
Yeah, it's vandalism.
Yeah. Did you, I don't know if you're going to talk about it, but, has called their National Guard.
Yep.
They're tired of it.
Well, what they want, well, it's what have I said on this program before, and even Glenbeck talked about it. Top down, bottom up, inside out. They want to have a national police, like a national, instead of having police, they want to have like a, like France does, where they have a military police, where they're federal agents. That like you have an FBI, you have like everyone that's like a quote police officer is like a federal officer, and that's what they want. They want to get us, because people aren't going to vote for socialism. So how do they get it in this country if they realize finally that no one's going to vote for it? Let's have civil unrest. Hey, we need to fundamentally, since capitalism isn't working through all the civil unrest, we need to fix it. Well, Barack Obama had 8 years as the president. If you can fix hate and violence and racism, why didn't you do it? If you can. What you need to do is look at it as a innocent man killed by a corrupt cop. Look at it as not, I'm tired, because now you have people, the Democratic Party, there was a time when this is a black colored folks bathroom. This is a white folks bathroom, white folks fountain. Oh yeah, we didn't have the buildings to build. You don't have a fountain. Sorry. You're going to have everything separated. Where it's at. Now, the black people are like, oh, we need to have separate everything. We need to have a separate graduation. We have separate dorm rooms. They even have black militias now that F the whites. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah, my Aunt Esty sent me a thing where the World Health Organization is now saying that COVID corona patients need to neither be isolated nor quarantined or social distance. I love when I get stuff like that and I just had to share it. But it's one of those things that when you look at... I never thought I'd see a day where black people are like, oh yeah, we gotta have a separate graduation. They wanted to be equal and be with everyone. They don't want to have separate dances and separate this. But guess what? The Democratic Party is getting them to not only, they don't even have to segregate the black people. They're getting the black people to want to do it on their own. I ain't using that bathroom. That's for white people. Where's the colored people's bathroom? And they're going to get black people fighting to have their own bathrooms, their own faucet, their own fountains, their own everything, which Martin Luther King fought to end. History is repeating itself, all because they don't teach it and these kids don't know any better. Because these kids don't know. They're indoctrinated. Social justice. That's what it is. Our forefathers, they took away that they slaughtered Indians. They came to Africa and stole slaves. No. They brought goods like gold and silver and food and blankets and stuff, and they traded. Hey, you help us get these blacks, you have this stuff. Okay. Here's a bunch of gold and silver and stuff, and then they help them capture the black people.
See, I don't understand. I guess that's why I'm so thankful for my dad. He taught us this. He didn't realize. And he didn't do it where he made us go and read books. He took us to the Revolutionary War forts, the museums. We read it. He told us. We watched how they did the muskets, how they shot them. We listened to the stories. We went to every Civil War. We went to Gettysburg Address. We went to Gettysburg. I mean, I'm at a loss.
Yeah. But now,
I understand this generation.
But I will say this, though, because I have friends that play the Dungeons & Dragons, the board game. And the thing about the board game is, okay, let's get together on Sunday and play. That's the day they played. Now people have a version of it that's like a digital one, like World of Warcraft online, and there are people that, hey, I can play it with my friends 24/7, 365, every single solitary day of the year. Oh, crap. It's been 2 weeks. Whoops. Yeah, you were fired. You haven't been here in 2 weeks. And I've been at my friend's houses. I was at one of my friend's houses, and their kid, the whole 3 hours I was there helping her with some CBD advice and medical cannabis advice, was like, he didn't, okay, I'm going into the room. Okay, I'm going to put on my Thunder Armor, and I got two turtle bombs I'm going to set off in the corner. Oh, I guess it's the other, I read the code wrong, it's the other corner. I'll have to try to, and all he did the whole 3 hours I was there, he was there way before I guarantee he was on there way before I got there and way after I left. Didn't get out of the chair, didn't do anything. And that, I'm glad I grew up where we went outside and, okay, when the street lights went out, you went home. I mean, you came home, that's when we were kids.
We went to the river, we made mud pies, we went fishing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we lived from here to probably our own apartment away from the river when I grew up, the St. Joe River. I'm beyond grateful for my childhood.
I remember one time there were kids in my parents' neighborhood, and like when I was a kid, there's this, on 65, there's this like sewage, like this drainage tunnel that goes under 65. It's like a long tunnel that you go completely under. And I mean, like, and it used to be the Erie Tunnel because like the flashlights back then weren't that bright, but you didn't get no sight from them at all. So you basically had to walk, and when you go from one side to the other, it looks like you're going through a time tunnel. Because they look like two totally different, like, they're like totally different, like, views. And so, like, the landscape and everything's so different. I'm like, we always joke this at the time tunnel. And these kids go, man, what's the time tunnel? And I'm like, I about laughed. I'm like, oh, wow, if people call it that, we're not the only ones. But we lived outside.
Yeah.
And now it's like, can you believe this? Susie said that Sally is coming over Saturday to go swimming with Samson. And they like...
We did everything from dirt racing. I mean, yeah. Our parents, we had TV. Our parents wouldn't let it on. We watched Saturday morning cartoons. We ate lunch. We went swimming. That was on during the school in the summertime. As soon as breakfast was done, we were outside playing until we came home when it started getting dark for supper.
Yeah.
And I have to say, about the only time we watched the news was when my dad was home. We didn't have this CNN and even Fox News. We didn't have news on all the time where they have to make up stories or say, sensationalize, and I know I'm not saying that word right, but make stories worse than they were and have to have a feel-good story at the end and make a point and let you know. Well, we didn't have news. It was on a half an hour. It was on three times a day.
Yeah.
Unless something emergency broke.
Yeah.
It was on in the morning, on at noon, and it was on at 6 o'clock. That was it.
Yeah. Not many people realize this. It was on Monday Night Football that they announced during the game that John Lennon died. Because there was no 24/7 news coverage like there is now, where it's like, okay, folks, this just in, well, 10 seconds ago, 11 seconds ago, folks, we just, no, now it's like 15 seconds, but this is breaking news right now, folks. Trump took two deep breaths.
Yeah.
And now it's, you know, and I'm grateful, but I grew up watching, like, Bob Vila and this old house, like the really, you know, because we had like five of our channels, we had like six channels or whatever, and like two of them were PBS's. So I was like,
I thank God we didn't watch that much
PBS. I like this old house.
I know you love PBS. Mm-hmm. In that respect, we did have two totally different, because we watched,
Bob Ross. I miss for Bob Ross.
I barely remember because we were outside so much.
But that's what
I remember. I can tell you, we watched like Girl of Fortune, we watched Jeopardy, we watched After the News, sometimes MASH. I mean, it was just then they had different shows.
Yeah.
You had Bill Cosby on that. I do remember Picture Perfect.
Picture pages, you gotta grab your picture pages, gotta grab your cases and your pencil.
See, now that kind of stuff, I watched Sesame Street. But see, my mom limited that because my mom was very TV is evil, and now I can understand why she said that. There's a lot of crap on
it. Yeah, but that's what we were watching. Like, that's why I love watching shows where they do stuff that I don't understand. Like, okay, like, I love this.
Where you can learn something.
Yeah, I love, there's a guy that, I forget what his name is, but he's on YouTube and goes, here's a 10, he'll do like a $100, like, piano. A $500 piano, like a $1,000 piano, like a $10,000 piano. Then he does, like, in another video, and he'll do from, like, in this, like, can you hear the difference between this $150,000 piano to this $1 million one and all the ones? And see if you can pick which one you like by sound. And it's just like, wow.
I wasn't watching that kind of stuff. I kind of like this more with comedy. I love comedy. Back in the day, the Three Stooges. My dad was, and I know it was reruns, but we loved it.
Yeah.
All the different old comedians back then. Red Skelton. I guess that's where I get my sense of humor from.
I get mine from Red Green, Steve Smith.
Yeah. I mean, that's funny.
He packs them in and doesn't have to use profanity.
Me and my dad, we used to watch Saturday Night Live back in the day when it was funny. Now they can't even make a joke without making sure it's not offensive, and a joke's not a joke if it doesn't make someone laugh at something.
Yeah.
It does. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm busy. I'm gonna let you go. Do your show. I'm sorry.
Well, Joe Biden, this is a question. What do you think when Joe Biden's going to rebuild this country and strip it from its roots and fundamentally transform it?
Just what Obama said, the same thing. He wanted to transform.
Well, what does he think? What is that? Because I know what it means. He wants to get rid of the Constitution.
He wants socialism.
Yeah, they want to have.
I don't think Biden knows what he is talking about.
Oh, Biden is so out of it.
He has so much dementia. It's not even.
Yeah, well, they're going to hopefully, well, the 1% chance he has at winning, they're going to, whoever the VP is, they're assuming she's going to, there are people that believe that on Inauguration Day, he's going to step and, hey, I need to step down.
Yeah.
If that's a 1% chance.
Or just quietly stick him out for, I mean, because if people didn't realize this, but with Reagan's last year, as president during his 8 years, you didn't see him that much. He did some presses and stuff, and that's when he started having. People don't know Reagan had dementia. He didn't do a lot of press conferences or anything after that. He didn't go out and rally. You didn't see him that much up for Bush. You didn't see him go after Clinton. He would have, and he would have tore Clinton a new one. Clinton might not have gotten elected if Reagan hadn't had dementia, because Reagan would have went out there and helped Bush stick to what he ran on and got elected for.
Yeah.
That's why Clinton got in there, because of what the first Bush did.
Yeah. And that's the thing that gets me, because when he said no new taxes and all this stuff, I'm like, Obama could say that, and he'd pass 50 taxes, and they wouldn't care. Thank you so much for tuning in. But, you know, that's what he's going to do. He's, well, like Omar. Oh, if you heard, I mean,
they
I can't, I watched.
Protected by guns, but none of them want a cult.
She, I mean, I watched about 5 minutes of her speaking, and I couldn't even, cause, and I, it's over four, it's like 42 minutes long.
I couldn't eat my hand. Well,
I should have listened to more because I need to know, but it's scary because they want to, she should be standing with the people, not trying to dismantle America's economy and political system and try to, okay, well, we need to defund police 100%. We need to get, you know, we need to change this country.
She's not American, really, in her heart.
No, she didn't like.
She came here because she's.
If she was a Democrat, if she was a conservative, how dare you talk to Jewish people like that? Wow, where's the time going? Wow. Got about 20 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Please like and share. Don't forget, this is not cheap, so if you want to help donate, please.
I'm sorry.
No, no, no. Me and my wife have great discussions. She's my producer, by the way. So there's times where there's some things I want to say, and I'm like, what do you think? I'm doing this. No. I'm like, yep, and it was the right decision. So, you know, I mean, I trust her.
And then there's times where you say, I want to talk about this. And I'm going, are you sure? And you explain to me. And I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's great. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't always tell you no.
Yeah.
I listen.
Oh, yeah, just, and it's usually, I'm thinking about, what do you think? Because it's one of those where I don't want to sit there, I mean, it's just one of those things, I mean, but you have these people like, I mean, that's the problem, you have people like Alyssa Milano that have like bodyguards and all these people, and they live in million-dollar mansions, they got like gates and they're in secluded places, and they're going to tell me that, oh, we need to get rid of 90% of the LAPD, defund it. Yeah, okay, when Joe Biden's accuser, where the heck were you when a woman was accusing Joe Biden of doing what he's doing? Can't be found, but when it comes to, yeah, you all want us to not protect ourselves, but you want to, oh, we need to defund the police. Yeah, there's 200 killings in Chicago, and not one of them was caused by a cop. And you think that they're the problem? When 90% of the shootings in this country do not involve cops, but you think they should be defended because they're the problem? You're a special kind of stupid. Not saying it's 90%, but I mean, it's a really high number. Cops kill way less than people kill people. And I mean, cop killing versus anyone else killing. But we need to defund the police because that's not right, you know. Because we got one corrupt cop, all of them are bad. I mean, we have a free country. This ain't Cuba. You don't have to try to escape. You can leave. I'm tired of all these liberals whining and bitching about crap, but hey, they're the ones. If Trump wins, I'm going to Canada. I'm leaving. I got my passport. I got my ticket. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you use your plane ticket? I mean, that was comedy to me. When they like, folks, we had a good fight. You need to go home and get some rest. Go home and get some rest. The fight's going to pick up in the morning. It's going to last 3.5 years. We lost, but we didn't lose because we're going to continue for 3.5 years to try to win the 2016 election that we rigged and still lost and don't know what to do. And I know you're mad. Yeah, I know you're crying. I know you don't know what to do because we lied to you. But guess what, folks? Guess what? We're going to have recounts that went in Trump's favor. Yeah, almost every time they did a recount, Trump got more votes. Democrats are so out of touch. They're losing people by the KFC bucketful. They're like, what was I thinking? I was on the plantation. Oh, man, I can't believe I was a Democrat. What the heck? But that's the world we live in. And it's nice to see people wake up. It's crazy. Oh yeah, folks. Well, how much time do we got? Let's see where I'm at. I got about 15 minutes left in the program, and what's crazy is this world we live in. Wow. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to get into this because in Oregon, in November, they could actually be the first state to decriminalize and treatment measure backed by the Drug Policy Act to basically make everything legal. Oregon could decriminalize all drugs. So it's going to be interesting to see if they decriminalize it, make it non-criminal. You wonder what that means. If that means, like, if you get caught with heroin, you're going to get, like, a fine. Like, because some places have decriminalized pot, but you can only have it under a certain amount, like 3 grams, and then you get a fine. You know, they don't ever throw you in jail or anything, but, you know, I don't know exactly what this measure is going to mean, but it's going to be interesting to see because I don't... Because, man, if they're going to decriminalize that in November, I know I'm going. Finally, I can go to a state where I can start using heroin where it's not criminal to do. Because, see, I've always wanted to do heroin or meth, but, you know, since it's illegal, I just, no, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. No. No one says that. Maybe they can help get people real help. Okay, hey, we want to get you real help. And there's going to be those people that no matter what you do, they're never going to, why waste your money? So it's going to be kind of interesting. It's going to be interesting. I mean, you will get people that you can help. You're going to get people that you can help. That is true. But, you know, I mean, you're not going to save everyone. Not everyone that goes to prison that's a serial killer is going to magically be transformed. And I'm glad I spent 20 years in prison. I'm not going to kill no more.
Sometimes prison makes people worse. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
so.
It's a punishment.
Yeah, and so this notion, I mean, there are people out there that you can try to get help for. And you will get help for them. And they will help. But this notion that, you know, you have a free clinic, okay? Needles, everything, okay? Because they've done it in some countries where they've made heroin legal. You can't sell it. So no, it's out of the drug dealer's hands. It's in the clinic. You go there. You sign the paperwork. They give it to you in a clean needle. You administer it. There's no sharing of needles. And they're actually trying to figure out what can they add to it to get people so that they can stop it, to curb cravings and stuff. And the usage is because kids that have never done it before are not like, hey, let's go to the free clinic and get some, let's do heroin. No, usage rates are plummeting. In this world, tobacco rates are plummeting because we're educating people. Hey, it's bad. Remember in the 50s when the tobacco industry knew it caused cancer and they just hit it. Okay, now they're having to go to all these third world countries. Its usages are plummeting because people are waking up.
You gotta make everything stronger.
Everything's super stronger, better
strength.
But look at how many kids that like, I didn't know Juul had nicotine. It's just one of those things. I mean, this. There's a generation of kids and even adults that are out of touch. They, oh, we need to fund 90% of the LAPD. You have cities with 200 deaths in a weekend, and none of those deaths are from a cop. You have in Philadelphia, oh, you need to take down that bulletproof glass because that's just telling people, rob you. No. I get robbed and get shot at. That's why it's because I got robbed and shot at with a gun that I put up the bulletproof glass, not the other way around. You want me to remove the bulletproof? No. And they ordered them to remove bulletproof glass because, well, no one's going to rob you if there's no bulletproof. And in the town I live in, there have been gas stations that have been robbed that now they have, like, during the day it's open, but at night they have, like, 3-inch thick bulletproof glass that they put down. Okay, put your can up there, and from the window they go, beep, beep, okay? And then you put, like, the money in the tray if they don't have a card, and you slide the money in the tray, and then they didn't do that bulletproof glass for nothing. They did it because they were robbed, and they were at gunpoint, and they're not no more. It's not like, okay, hey, now that they got bulletproof glass, now let's try to rob them. No. Hey, we got robbed. Gunpoint. You know, it's going to be interesting to see because if they decide to, I mean, who in their right mind is just going to do methamphetamine because it's legal? Now it's decriminalized. I can do methamphetamine. No, that's not going to be the case. But that's the thing you have, though. You know, what happened to having a good, decent medicine? It's like every time you turn around, well, it looks like a medical dispensary in Chicago is going to sell the highest THC cannabis at 49%, whatever, you know, 50%. You know, like, whatever happened to having a 14% sativa indica that could help you with fatigue, with pain, with nausea, with vomiting, with your ADHD, if you're, what happened to strength? Yeah, you can't buy strength anymore. It's gone. Strength is, now they got extra strength Tylenol or maximum strength. Find out what will kill you and back off just a little bit. You know, when you're at a pain clinic and you're the only one that in like 7 years didn't increase the medication level, says something. But it's one of those things. Got about 7 minutes left in the program, but it's one of those things that if you really are in pain and really an issue, you use sparingly. And it's a big thing. And it's sad that everything has to be super bigger, stronger, faster, longer. All this, it just kills me. But I'm going to get into just a little bit of Premier League news. We are fifth. I was hoping Arsenal would beat Leicester City so we could get closer to fourth. I think we will end up getting fourth. Banter FC Football Club, Arsenal. You had one job to do. Beat Leicester City and you drew. And one job to do, and you couldn't do it. But, you know, it's all right, though. I mean, but one time I'm rooting for Arsenal. I mean, because where I live, they have these things that say, like, I like Purdue and anyone that goes for IU. And I'm like, what if IU winning helps Purdue? And now he's. Yeah, that little bumper sticker, I like Michigan and anyone who plays Michigan State. Yeah, I just popped your bubble because, yeah. What if Michigan State helps Michigan, or what if IU helps Purdue if they win? When you want IU to win, you know? I don't always like Arsenal, but when they're going to help us with the points. It's going to be interesting because, like, everybody is, like, massively pandemic about the virus that we have now, not the bubonic plague, which is a legitimate concern. Now, I want to know where I want to do research on that because I want to know, like, where it comes from. Like, how did, like, was it in the lab that they had some of the virus stored or something and it got out somehow? I don't know. I don't know much about this bubonic plague. I want to learn about it so I know, you know, but it's like this, I mean, like, well, is Bruno Fernandes going to go? I mean, how can you ask for $100 million with this economy and the way it is and everything that's gone on and the whole world and all this? And I think we'll get Grealish and Jadon Sancho. I think it'll be an incredible transfer window if we can do that, but I don't see that happening, so I don't know. I mean, I do, with the finances the way it is, we're one injury away from, like, oh, now what do we do? So we'll just have to wait and see. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, and I really hope you do. I hope you wake up, no matter where you live, know what's going on in your world. I mean, I think technology can be a big thing, because it can be a bad thing too, because that's the world we live in. Because, like, right before, like, I'm live in my show, I guess, so I want to get into this the last little bit, you know, and Yeah, and like as while I'm doing my show, it changes. So I'm one of those weird people that like, okay, I preferred Factory Card Outlet over Party City. If I wanted to get cards or whatever. We had Showbiz Pizza when I was a kid. It got bought out by Chuck E. Cheese's and whatever. Maybe it's because I was a kid, but Showbiz is the bomb. I like Singular Wireless more than I did AT&T. It's just, but it seems like when you have like two companies merged, the one you really liked is the one that goes away. I'm like, what do I do? But thank you so much for tuning in. You know, we're all in this together. We're all human beings. That's what I try to get at with this guy. I don't care what you prove me with the lowest unemployment rate for blacks, Hispanics, and women. Where is Trump going wrong? What is he? What I don't. If you sit there and Sequoia Turner, I don't see anyone mourning Sequoia Turner, but Black Lives Matter. I don't see anyone about the deaths in Chicago every weekend, but Black Lives Matter. Colin Kaepernick was taking a knee, I thought, because he didn't get the same, because he's a black man, he didn't get the same chances as everyone else does. And neither does any other black person for that matter. And then people come out with, well, Kyle, black people have the same opportunities, they just get discriminated against. No, what happens is they're, most of them don't do what they're doing. They're lazy, and then they blame everything on the color of their skin. Oh, I see what it is. Or you have people that, well, I want the best person backing me up for the job. I don't want to have someone backing me up because we have to have a Korean. We have to have a Japanese or a Chinese or a black or Hispanic.
It's
I want to.
You have to make your chef.
But that's this world. Oh, yeah, we have affirmative action, so we have to have someone with purple hair because you don't have someone. And by Indiana code 2610145, subsection 6, line 3, paragraph 2, subsection 7, every fifth person must have purple hair during employment. Okay, I'll get the best person for the job and dye their. No, they have to have been born with purple hair, sorry. And then you have to hire someone that's not as qualified just because they have to have purple hair. Not the best person for the job. And that's what's wrong with this world. It's all about who you know. And but remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until this Thursday, God bless and goodbye. Coconut Bra.